We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What happened after I left here yesterday? So if you
didn't scooted out of here too.
So I like hightailed it out of here because I got to go cover the Celtics game, a huge game. So I felt like I got to keep it honest, you know, keep myself honest. I got to be there at the Garden, got to go to the post game interviews, everything. If I'm going to write off it, I could just sit my ass at home on the couch and write from the TV, but I'm not like that. So I got to get out there. Holy crap. What has happened to getting across the city? Like, I understand it was kind of a perfect storm yesterday with the weather being as crappy as it was, and it's a Thursday night game.
Mm-hmm.
I had to leave here, so, you know, right before 6, I'm going from Brighton to the Garden.
Yep.
So just scooting across the city.
Yeah.
I put it in the GPS, and a big fault of GPS with this, by the way. I'll get to that in a second. Put in the GPS is 32 minutes. Seems kind of long, but whatever. Traffic. Get in my car. Get out there, and what starts happening? I'm probably 6 minutes into the drive. It's going pretty normally. There's a little traffic, whatever. Rush hour, games, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, recalculating. Oh, we found a new route for you. This is a better route. It'll save time. Because all of a sudden, there's 10 more minutes put on my original route, so they find me another route that's only 9 minutes longer.
That's the worst, when your GPS starts going up.
Yeah, it didn't even go up. It was just like, hey, look, we've improved this for you, because it suddenly got really bad because we didn't know that somebody stirred themselves or something. So I'm like, okay, that's kind of annoying. 42, 41 minutes to get there. That's pretty annoying, but whatever. I still got plenty of time. You know, I'll get there before 7. Driving along. It took me over an hour to get from Brighton to the Garden. So then what happens? Okay, so my GPS has changed like 3 times. I'm trying 3 different apps, going from Google Maps to Apple Maps to Waze, because I'm like, maybe one of these will give me a different route that'll, maybe there's an accident somewhere. Nope. It's just people who don't know how to merge to get onto the freaking Longfellow Bridge. So I get across the bridge and I'm like, okay.
Recalculating.
I get across the bridge and I'm like, okay, I'm in Beacon Hill now. I'm going down by like the hospitals and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nightmare zone over there. And then once you get to the Garden area, as you well know, if you're there 90 minutes within game time, like it might as well be the apocalypse. The way that people act around the Garden.
There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing. You can't drive.
You're a prisoner.
You can't
there.
Walk.
Yeah.
There's like, and it was pouring rain and the poor... I'm not going to say the word, but the poor guys who were trying to hawk t-shirts on their carts, like, I felt like I was in that new HBO show, The Last of Us. Like, it was a zombie apocalypse.
I watched that last night, by the way. It's very good.
It's very good. So I'm like, holy crap. I just got to get into the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Get up to the garage. The garage is full.
Obviously.
Because at this point, it's 7 o'clock. It's like 7:05. The tip-off is 7:30. And I know that you like to get there for all the introductions. Everybody gets their number called out. They play all the girls' dance, and they light the fireworks up on the court.
If I can close my tab out in time, I do enjoy that.
I'm just like, I got to get in there in time to get my press pass.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, that garage is full. So I turn around, go loop around towards like City Winery. There's another garage over there. That one's full too.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm panicking.
North End Garage?
Because it's like a different one. It's just a
no. I'm saying,
one.
Did you end up at North End Garage?
No,
because that's the one. I mean, that's,
so
yeah.
At this point, I'm like, I don't know where to go. My GPS is recalculating. There's all the random lots everywhere, and I'm like, I can't risk it in there. Some of those are cash only. At this point, I don't have cash on me. I can't go to the ATM. People are running in front of my car. People are trying to sell T-shirts. There's a guy with this giant dog who's like wrangling his dog across the street in a Celtics jersey. And it's no joke, it's like 7:15. So yeah, DMX is risen back from the dead. So I end up going over to the Government Center garage. And I try to go in. There's a door open by the Government Center garage.
Mm-hmm.
I try to bring my car in and I get stopped. And there's freaking cops. And they're like, What are you, you're in the wrong garage. And I'm like, what are you talking about? At this point, it's almost 7:20. Mm-hmm. Tip off is at 7:30. I am like, I there's nothing I hate more in the world than being late.
You're stressed.
So I am full panic. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I start getting really bitchy. And I'm like, what are you, I'm just trying to get to the Government Center garage. This is the third garage that I've been to. I'm like a half mile away from where I need to be. Tip off is in, they're like, it's fine. It's next door. This is a cop garage. This is for Boston police. And I'm sitting there just like.
Over by Channel 7. I know where you're talking about. Yeah.
So I had to leave
You went
out.
To the cop garage?
All the cops. All the cops are looking at me.
You want
like,
the next left.
Like, what is like this? Get her dad to pick her up. Like, this is, what is she doing?
This child is very upset.
Yeah.
And so, somehow got her father's car, yes.
So I loop up into the garage. Of course, we're at this point, we are like 7 minutes from tip-off. Mm-hmm. So there's not a freaking space anywhere. And by the way, everyone else is running completely late for the game as well because everyone is dealing with the same thing.
I noticed when they tipped off, there were a ton of empty seats in there.
Nobody could get anywhere. Could get anywhere. So I'm looping around the parking garage. I end up in a weird space where there's like cones on a bunch of spaces, but it doesn't have a sign and there's
Sounds
no
like
cone
you probably
there.
Shouldn't have parked there.
Yeah,
but okay.
So I parked there. Haul ass down the staircase. I'm like, man, I hope somebody doesn't, you know, kidnap me from the staircase because I saw that episode of The Sopranos and it was deeply disturbing.
Oh, yeah.
Something
right.
even worse happened in a staircase in a garage, and I'll never not think about that when I'm mm-hmm. alone in a parking garage in the city. Get out on the street. It's pouring rain. I'm running down the street with my little backpack, puddles everywhere. Government Center is completely under construction,
right.
that garage. So half of it is demolished. There's no sidewalks. So people are just walking in the middle of the road in the dark pouring rain, stepping into puddles. I'm dropping F-bombs, finally get to the game, get into my seat at 7:28.
Wow.
They were just calling out Marcus Smart's name.
Bravo. Hey, that's no small thing.
I can't believe you even came in today after all that.
That is how you do it.
Yeah.
That is a pro.
I thought you were going to tell me you got there midway through the first quarter or something.
Nope, I was there for tip-off.
You were there for the opening tip despite that whole ordeal. That's a relatable story, especially
Thanks.
On a night like that because you try and get in there and everybody, I mean.
Your problems are my problems.
There was nobody in the gate. If you look down, there was nobody in their seats when they tipped that game off. This was the hottest ticket in town last night. $150 tickets on the secondary market up in the 300s and no one was there. I swear to God, it's like a real problem now. Like, this is not just, oh, we're complaining about the traffic. Like, it's an actual major problem in the city. Like, it just.
You've been going to Celtics games forever.
I
covered the Celtics for years. So I kind of like, even in the playoffs, I feel like I usually know the rhythms of when to get to the garage, which garages are going to be open, like which routes to take in order. And there's always construction. So you're always getting rerouted and everything.
Right.
So I get that. And the weather was awful last night. I had never, ever. Been in a situation like this. And I've been in a situation where I've been sitting in an Uber trying to get to the Garden to cover a Celtics or a Bruins game. And I had to get out of the car and run to the arena to get there. Like, I had to get out because I was like, this GPS says it's going to take 16 minutes to go, you know, 0.7 miles.
Right.
I got to get out of the car.
I'm better off
and
just walking.
And the Uber
yeah.
driver's like, you're crazy. And then I take off. Like, I've literally done that. I can remember it in my mind's eye right now. It was never like last night. Every part of the infrastructure of the city failed me last night. Even the cops who wouldn't let me park in the garage. Fair enough. I understand. You probably pay for that garage. At the moment,
That's
I'm sorry.
That's a special garage, yeah.
I'm sorry if I encountered you.
Demand their badge numbers?
No, I wasn't disrespectful. But
Do you know who I am?
I wasn't disrespectful, but I wasn't respectful either, you know? You know, the in-between.
You'll never walk the beat in this city again.
I was just very stressed out. I was like, what do you mean? Where am I? I don't want to get to Government Center. And they were like, it's right next door. You're in the wrong driveway. And I was like, okay.
I don't know. Maybe you should have left a little earlier then. Be a little more professional.
I can't. This is my job.
Can I tell you the solution?
This is my number one job.
The solution to all your problems, you want to know what it is? You're not going to like it, but I'm going to tell you the solution
to
all of your problems.
I'm never driving to a game.
It doesn't have anything to do with driving anywhere.
What is it?
You pick up your dog. Tell Mr. Who we're moving to the North End and you live there and you walk to the games.
Can't do it.
Yes, you can.
Can't
I'm telling
it.
You, it's better than where you live.
I can't live in the North End.
Yes, you can. It's people not that bad. I grew up there. It turned out great.
People knocking on liquor doors. Why don't you live there now? You love it so much.
Because my wife doesn't live.
Okay.
If it was up to me, I'd be there.
Why doesn't your wife live?
If it was because she says it's too small. It's a little too, you know, not a lot of room there. Yeah, but that's okay.
It's
all right.
It's extremely charming.
You come out, you go.
Incredible food.
Walk around the city, and if you want to go to a game, you just walk out of your apartment, you go down the stairs, you walk to the game. That's it. You're there. Takes about 10 minutes.
It's kind of expensive as well.
It is. Not like where you live is cheap either. It's like, what, is it a cheap part of the city now?
You know, where I live is not as expensive as other parts of near where I live. That much.
It depends. If you want like a nice place in the North End, it's going to cost an ass load. it's going to be very, very expensive. That's
anywhere
true.
So I hope Michelle Wu is listening. Mayor Michelle Wu. It was a very stressful time for me last night.
No, no. She's too worried about getting the All-Star game, the NBA All-Star game here in 2026.
Yeah, maybe they'll
have, I don't know if you heard that,
parking garages by then.
They mentioned that on the broadcast.
Will the Government Center parking garage be finished by then? Do you know how bad it was when I was leaving the game?
How bad was it?
I was leaving at like midnight after all the interviews and, you know, locker room and everything. And I was talking to one of my friends who was also working in the game. And I was like, hey, oh, it's pouring rain. And now I got to walk over to Government Center. This is so annoying. And he goes, why don't you take the T? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, take the T. We're at North Station. You can take it over to Government Center. I was like, this is so ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
I'm not
taking the T. It's time to take the T.
To avoid, by the way, I don't even know if it was running at that point because they can't have a late night subway in the city for whatever reason. Anyway.
They can't. The subway's got lots of problems. I mean, it's not just that.
Sounds like you had a great night.
But yeah, at least you got to watch a pretty good game as the Boston Celtics.
The game,
even though
I was really happy that I went.
Yeah.
I was so happy. It was a great atmosphere. It was so much fun last night. The game was so ugly. Like, I feel like I could talk about this game for 4 hours, but I won't. It was super fun. We'll get into that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.